AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A week after it took effect, a judge is blocking Indiana's abortion ban. The AP's Mike Kempen has the story.
Owen County Judge Kelsey Hanlon issued a preliminary injunction against the ban. The injunction was sought by abortion clinic operators who argued in a lawsuit that the state constitution protects access to abortion. The ban was approved by Indiana's Republican-dominated legislature in August. It made Indiana the first state to enact tighter abortion restrictions since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade in June. The order prohibits the state from enforcing the ban, pending a trial on the merits of the lawsuit. I'm Mike Hempen.
Alabama is asking a federal appeals court to let it proceed tonight with the lethal injection of an inmate, Alan Miller, who claims the state lost his paperwork, selecting an alternate execution method. Nitrogen hypoxia is the proposed method. On Fox News Channel, former President Donald Trump disputed claims by the Justice Department. Some of the items taken from his Mar-a-Lago resort were classified.
There can be a process, but there doesn't have to be. You're the president. You make that decision. So when you send it, it's declassified. I declassified everything.
Stocks have moved lower again on Wall Street after yesterday's big interest rate hike by the Federal Reserve. Bankrate.com's Mark Hamrick says higher interest rates will mean a stronger dollar.
It's troubling for the world to have a very strong dollar, and it's even troubling for U.S.-based companies which need to sell their products abroad.
A powerful magnitude 6.8 earthquake struck Mexico. At least two deaths have been reported, damaging buildings and setting off landslides in Mexico. Sources tell the AP the NBA's Boston Celtics are planning to discipline coach Ime Udoka, likely with a suspension because of an improper relationship with a member of the organization. This is AP News. Kanye West, or Ye as he is referred to now, is apologizing to ex-wife Kim Kardashian. Here's the AP's Margie Zaraletta.
Ye tells ABC News' Good Morning America he realizes the stress he's put on Kim Kardashian since she filed for divorce in February 2021. Ye says neither he nor anyone else should be stressing her out.
I need this person to be least stressed and a best sound mind and as calm as possible to be able to raise those children.
Ye says he absolutely wants their four children to attend Donda Academy, the private school he founded in Simi Valley, California, that currently has 82 students. He also says he absolutely will run for president again. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
A woman in North Dakota is facing criminal charges for bringing a wild raccoon into a bar during happy hour. Health officials issued a warning about potential rabies exposure. The raccoon was euthanized. It tested negative for rabies. Ed Donahue, AP News.